Good morning. It's time for One-on-One with a Professional, and our professional is Dr. Williams with the Med Club of Bartlesville. Good morning, Doctor.
Hello.
You know, one of the neat things that I've been hearing about Med Club of Bartlesville is that, one, we have a lot of seniors who live in Washington County and in the surrounding counties. And sometimes when it comes to getting our health care taken care of, well, there's Medicare and there's supplements and there's other things, but there's also Dr. Williams who can cut through all of this and really make this worth your while, not only monetarily, but also with care, quality, first, upfront care. Can you explain how we cut through the morass?
Well, Medicare, Medicaid, and those third-party insurance companies all have rules. When a doctor is eligible for them, they have signed a contract that says, if you're going to pay me, I have to do what you say in the way that you say it.
Uh-huh. No variance whatsoever.
So that's the reason the telehealth has not been popular, because it was not, none of these have set up for it.
Gotcha.
But also with Medicare, there's some laws that say, if you are a doctor and you sign up with them, you can only accept their assignments, what they pay. You cannot accept more. You cannot accept less.
So if the patient were to be able to actually save money, they would be prohibited from saving money simply because of that guideline that you have
correct.
To follow? Oh, my.
So as a direct primary care physician, I have opted out of Medicare so I can take care of Medicare patients. That means I'm a private citizen and I can sign a contract directly between that patient and me.
Wow. And of course, with this unique way that we have this set up, and we'll get to that in a moment, you can actually have more time with the doctor.
You know, it's been amazing. I have been pleasantly surprised with the number of Medicare patients who have signed up. And the reason they have signed up is they want the doctor's time.
They do.
And they want someone to actually care. It's hard to care in 10 minutes. Some of these older folks can't even get warmed up and tell you hello, good morning, in 10 minutes.
That's true.
And so being able to go through complex problems and peel them off one at a time and give some thought to it. As a physician, what you're paying me for is my knowledge. But you have to have time to gather their information to put your knowledge to it as a physician.
And time is everything.
Yes.
It really is. And this is a great way to feel more secure in your medical care. Because the more face time that you have with the doctor, either in person or through telehealth, I think the more confident the patient's going to feel about the service they're receiving, and they're going to feel better about their own health and well-being.
I sure certainly hope so. I also help my patients direct their studies.
Okay.
And sending them links to articles I think are relevant to them that will give more information. And then they can study it on their time. They can educate themselves.
Well, there's no secrets then.
No.
Like you said, you're one of the most transparent physicians I've ever met, you know.
Thank you.
And I think that transparency is really something that a lot of people are yearning for.
I think transparency is one of the keys to bringing down cost of our health care in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Because our health care has exponentially, the cost of it has exponentially risen in the last few years.
It has, and it seems like year after year after year, I guess maybe since, I don't know, the 70s or the 80s, it's, hey, slow down.
Oh, yeah. The per capita spending has nearly quadrupled from 1980 to 2018.
Wow.
In 1980, the per capita spending per person in the United States was $2,900. Now it's over $11,000. That's over 290% increase.
That's a lot.
That is a ton.
And, you know, our wages aren't keeping up with that.
No, they are not.
Mm.
And so 60 years ago, healthcare was 5% of the U.S. economy.
What is it now?
Almost 18%.
Mm. Mm. Wow. Now, the way that you have the Med Club of Bartlesville constructed, the plan for it, the business model. This is something that saves money, and it offers more time. Now, someone thinking with a business noggin is sitting there thinking, wait a minute, time is money, and how do you get more time for less money? Well, you cut through the red tape an awful lot.
We do.
Yeah.
70% of a physician's cost of running their practice is the billing, coding, and collection. That doesn't mean paying their nurse, paying their rent, paying their electric bill.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
So I've cut most of that out.
And folks, when you walk into the Med Club of Bartlesville, you will be greeted by the doctor.
Yes.
You will. That's the first human being you will see when you walk in.
During this pandemic, we have locked the lobby down. I am the one that greets you at the door. Mm-hmm. I'll ask you a few questions before you're allowed in. If you think you have COVID, we bring you a chair and you sit on the front porch and we'll examine you there. Mm-hmm. If you need testing, we'll do your testing there. We will not allow this virus to enter our clean facilities. Mm-hmm.
So you have a zone. You have the barrier.
We do.
You got that all ready to roll there to make sure that the folks that can come in will come in. And, of course, those who can't will find a way to make sure that you're treated to the best.
Yes. And in this, for members, we also offer labs to be taken for our COVID patients. And most of these facilities, you cannot enter with a fever.
No, you can't.
So how do you get your blood drawn?
Oh.
You have to go through the ER and absorb an ER cost plus the lab cost.
That's something that hits you right in the pocketbook.
Yes, it does.
Oh, boy. So how do we go about this here?
To find Med Club,
mm-hmm.
you go to our website, which is medclub.clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And it will answer most of the questions you have.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sign up online. We also offer a free consultation, non-medical, to answer all the questions you may have about Med Club.
Sure. Well, again, transparency. I love it. I love it. Now, when people ask about cost or this, that, or the other, you don't charge for doctor visits per visit.
No.
You've got a whole new system.
There are no co-pays or deductibles. It's just a flat monthly fee.
That's it.
And for instance, I had a lady with pneumonia. I saw her 12 times in 1 month. No extra.
It's the same as if you saw somebody with a cold for once.
Exactly.
Wow, that's amazing.
And you don't know when you're going to need that.
No, you don't.
People ask me, well, why would I pay my insurance deductible and Med Club?
Why would you?
Well, because you pick it up. You know how to budget. So you can take a higher deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare policy for less. Uh-huh. So you're going to make it up.
Sure. Indeed, you will. You know, if a catastrophe hits or something like that. But for just visiting with the doctor, the day-to-day, the month-to-month, the basic healthcare visits, one flat fee.
One flat fee. And think about if you have to go to an attorney or an accountant, how much they charge you per hour.
Oh, boy. Yeah, they kind of exist on billable hours, don't they?
Yes, they do. And so if you had to pay for this per hour.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're going to charge you. One of those guys is going to charge you every time they send you an email or read your email or give you a phone call.
Yeah.
It's all the same flat monthly fee for Med Club.
Wow. Med Club of Bartlesville, Med Club of Bartlesville. Remember that name. And also remember Dr. Williams, too. We started out talking about our Medicare patients and folks who maybe are looking for something else. And we've been finding that, surprisingly, a lot of seniors have decided to transition away and go to you.
Yes. First of all, it is difficult to get an appointment in this town or any rural community. Mm-hmm. You'll wait a long time. But the continuity of care counts.
It does.
Someone that knows you, that knows your medicines off the top of their head, that knows that at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to be on Tuesday, you're going to be playing canasta or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and knows your details. Not an urgent care doctor that's different every time,
mm-hmm.
who is going to give you the same antibiotic you had 2 months ago, and it didn't work then.
So this nice closeness that you have with a doctor is just such a relief.
For instance, you have to go to a specialist and they send you to big city hospital. Mm-hmm. If I know about it, I'm sending records. They need them.
Yeah. So you're going to be taking care of, you know, six ways to Sunday, as they say.
We're going to try. Yeah. And we're going to try to help set you up, especially my Medicare patients, mm-hmm. and getting ready for those last chapters of your life mm-hmm. and what to expect and talk very candidly about it.
Honesty is the best policy, and as a senior, I can tell you that it's the only policy you really want because, you know, you've been through life, you've seen a lot of things, and you've heard a lot of things. The last thing you need to see or hear is a lot more things. The truth just speaks volumes, and I think being candid and upfront is what all of us want.
I would hope so in our healthcare.
Where did you get the idea for this? We were talking about this, just we kind of touched on it earlier, but this is a phenomenon that came on just a few years ago. I remember our very own Sean Hannity talking about something like this, and I thought, wow, that's amazing. This is gonna change how we do things here in America.
It is, and it needs to happen. Josh Umber, Dr. Umber, up in Wichita, is the one who started this.
Oh, yeah.
And he is often a guest with Sean Hannity.
And when they talk about this, you can almost hear a pin drop. People are thinking, wow, wait a second, where's the catch? But doctor, there is no catch.
No. And matter of fact, in the Wichita area, several of the municipalities are signed up.
Wow.
And with our tax structure and things through this pandemic, boy, this would be a great alternative.
Indeed.
To help them cut their cost.
It'd be a great alternative for you out there and also employers, too, to think about this and think differently. Sometimes the same old, just becomes old.
It does. And last summer, the president put an executive order that will allow the HSA and FSA uh-huh. to be used for the membership. Now, that has not come through yet. Thank you, pandemic.
Mm.
But you can use them for the extra things like your labs and your medication.
Let's talk about labs and medication because that, too, is done differently for your benefit, by the way, folks, through the MedClub of Bartlesville.
Absolutely. Highly discounted labs that we draw in the office, and they get picked up once a day, just like any other office. Mm-hmm. And we also dispense to our own patients a few of the most commonly prescribed generic medications. So, for instance, a Z-Pak right now, we're charging $5.50 instead of $15 like many of the pharmacies.
Wow. Wow. That's just an example, folks. That's just a small example.
Yes.
Man. And, of course, with again, it's a flat fee per month, and you do get to visit the doctor. I think one of the things we talked about in one of our previous episodes is that you had a person with pneumonia, really had to be in close contact with you a lot.
Oh, she refused to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So I saw her 12 times in 1 month.
Ooh.
Right. It was no extra charge.
No extra charge. Same as a person who came in once for a simple exam.
Yes.
So imagine that. How many times have you thought about going to the doctor and you think, oh, geez, that's going to cost a bunch? But you're able to go 12 times for the same cost as, you know, just one visit. That's something you might want to stick in your noggin and let it roll around a little bit, let it ferment a little. And then you probably want to pick up the phone or go to the computer and log on to your computer to see what's going on with Med Club of Bartlesville. Get some questions answered.
I agree.
So contact. The good doctor, Dr. Williams, with the Med Club of Bartlesville at medclub.clinic. And you
yes.
got to make sure it's not a com, it's not an org, and it's not
it's
gov. Definitely not gov.
No.
It's medclub.clinic. Doctor, is there a phone number, or do you prefer folks to get online here first?
Ben, if they have questions,
yeah.
We don't mind talking to them, and we take phone calls at 918-214-8200.